This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
People continue to just murder now all the three of us about the spelling of the name Bert. Bert Blylevin, former Pirate.
Why all three of us?
Yeah, what did we do? What did me and Doran do?
Callus, because you're guilty by association. Doran, because someone writes, how the bleep does Doran not know who Bert and Ernie is?
I do know who Bert and Ernie is.
Well, you can't tell them apart, man.
I don't know who is who.
You know,
Crowley, you just admitted you didn't know them apart either.
I agree. I know. I know how to spell it.
Why are you torturing me and Doran for no reason?
I'm not torturing anybody. I'm saying we're all in this together. We're getting murdered on the text line.
Oh, now we're in it together.
I don't think we're in it together. Like,
I just read someone who dropped the F-bomb about you not knowing who Bert and Ernie is.
I know who Bert... I don't know who's Bert and who's Ernie.
I was going to say.
Did you?
No.
Did Callus? No.
Yes, I did. I knew the difference between the two.
Yeah, you did.
Texter, doesn't Crowley have kids? I'm not sitting there like with it all spelled out. Well, you watch Sesame Street. It's Bert and Ernie. I didn't know how to spell it.
You don't spend quality time with your kids?
Forgive me.
What are you doing?
Oh, my God.
How old are they?
5 and 1, my kids.
Bert and Ernie.
Oh, they're puppets, dude. Ray Fittipaldo joins us now. He is brought to you by LGKG, the born and raised Western PA injury attorneys who take your personal injury cases personally. Hello, Ray. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, guys. Ernie is the orange Muppet and Bert is the yellow Muppet.
I'm colorblind, Ray. They look the same.
You know how all puppets look the same, right?
I swear I thought that they were the same. Why wouldn't they be the same?
I just can't get over, because it's Ray, and he's the nicest guy in the world, and Ray's got this like Troy Polamalu-esque voice, and he goes, this is the yellow puppet, and that one's, I'm not even retaining the information.
Hey, the 1970s, you had Mr. Rogers at 11:30.
Yep.
Sesame Street at noon. Electric Company at 1 o'clock. Must watch TV.
Lost Man Electric Company. I don't know what that is.
Me neither, man.
That's
oh, man. Morgan Freeman was in Electric Company.
Oh, was he really? Well, that's a shame.
Yeah.
You know, I was doing puppets and doing these things before I became a movie star.
Can we just not? We got to move on. Ray, the Steelers, they're bringing in Shedeur Sanders for a visit tomorrow. They've had Jackson Dart in. They had dinner with Jalen Milroe. It's starting to feel pretty real to me. I wonder where you come down on this. Their chances of taking a quarterback at 21.
Well, I mean, it seems like it's a great bet that they're going to take a quarterback. I'm still not sold on 21. I think it's definitely in play, though. And I think this is why the top 30 visits are so important. And they got 13 left. So as you look at it right now, Dart in last week, Sanders coming in this week. They haven't had any of the top D-line targets in yet. Walter Nolan hasn't been in. Derek Harmon hasn't been in. And Kenneth Grant hasn't been in. So
they missed out on Grant at the pro day too.
Well, I mean, I know they weren't there for the pro day, but did they still take him out to dinner the night before? I'm still a little bit. I don't know 100% if they still went out there and did that part of the trip, or if they just skipped it totally because of the Rodgers visit. And really, the only D-line, first-round D-line target that we know for sure is going to come in is Shamar Stewart. And Shamar Stewart is half a D-lineman, half an edge guy. So, and he slimmed down at the combine to be, I think he wants to be an edge in the NFL. He weighed in at 267 at the combine.
Yeah,
so,
from a fit standpoint,
Yeah, so, I mean, that's happening this week. I don't know if it's today, tomorrow, or Friday, but that was reported that it's happening. So, yeah, I mean, I think you have to put quarterback in the conversation. I've been D-line all along, but let's see how these last dozen or so visits play out. But I could certainly get on the quarterback train if none of those top D linemen come in.
Well, Ray, say it is quarterback at 21, and it probably would be Shador Sanders or Jackson Dart. Now, I don't think it would be Milroe. Yeah. That's just me. Are you sold on them as NFL quarterbacks that could have that have potential to be really good?
Yeah, I mean, I think I've been pretty consistent on this. I'm not in love with this quarterback's class, but I don't think there's a whole heck of a lot of difference between Cam Ward and Shador Sanders. I mean, Sanders isn't going to wow you with anything, but he's a solid solid passer. He's accurate. I know he doesn't have a great arm. He's got experience. And if you listen to some of the draft analysts out there, they say he's got really good processing skills, which is a huge part of the evaluation for NFL teams, that this guy actually knows how to read defenses, where a lot of these quarterbacks come into the NFL now and they don't. So that's one important box that he has checked there. You know, the athleticism isn't great. The arm isn't great, but he's just one of those guys who I think is probably, a good second round pick in most years, but you guys know quarterbacks get pushed up into the first round all the time. That's what's going to happen again.
Can people stop texting in about the Bert and Ernie, please? Because I have a compulsion to read the text line, and I am so distracted over here, and I can't not chase the shiny object. And this one for the colorblind among us. Ernie has the round head. Bert got the elongated head.
That's what I like. I knew that, but I just didn't know who was who. Like, so wait, Ernie has elongated?
Bert does.
Bert looks like he would have the round head.
Bert got the long head. All right. Ray Fittipaldo with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Ray, do you think one of those guys will be there at 21?
I mean, that's hard to say. I mean, it seems like in the last couple of weeks that you have heard more about Sanders not going in the top five. And once the Giants and the Browns reportedly were out on him, then it kind of fell to, okay, who else needs a quarterback? The Saints are, I think, sitting at 9. The Saints need a quarterback, so they could take one of those guys. You know, before the Steelers, you got a team like the Colts. I think the Colts pick at 14. You know, they potentially could need a quarterback with everything that's happened there with Richardson. So I don't think it's a great bet that he would be there at 21. But after the Saints and the Colts, and I don't know, maybe the Jets, you know, there's probably not a whole lot of teams in between that actually could use a first-round pick on a quarterback.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Ray, I think it's less than 1% chance, but that's just me. Other people think that there's a higher percentage chance of this happening. A percentage chance that George Pickens gets traded during the draft.
Oh, I think it's higher than 1%. I'm not saying it's going to happen, Doran, but I just think that if they can get a second-round pick for him, if there's one team out there, and it only takes one, but if there's one team out there that wants to give you a second-round pick for George Pickens, I would do that in a heartbeat, and I would turn around and get a receiver at some point. You know, it doesn't have to be with that second-round pick. You can still get a receiver in the third round, but I just think that would – set you up for down the road. I know 2024 on paper could look pretty good with George Pickens, but if you want to plan for the future at all, and let's face it, you're probably going to have a new quarterback and DK's going to be here for four or five years. I think planning for the future might be the route to go.
So I'm not looking at the text, but then Callis can't help himself. Someone called in off the air and he felt the need to say this in my ear that Ernie is the rubber ducky guy, just so we clear all that up. Ray, tonight is the big night at for the Pat McAfee show. Is today the day we find out about Rodgers?
You know, when Rodgers came in for that Friday visit, we got some intelligence that on Thursday night that something was going down there.
Ooh.
But we couldn't really confirm that and write that until Friday morning. I haven't heard anything this time about Rodgers flying in or Rodgers being in town. So at this point, guys, listen, I mean, McAfee and Rodgers have the means to do it without anyone knowing. You know, I mean, they could be a private plane involved that we don't know about. But with the Steelers, I know I had about 12 to 18 hours notice that it was happening, and I just haven't heard anything along those lines now.
Ray, that's good info. I didn't know that you had heard something the night before on Rodgers' visit. Although, I mean, the guy likes dark spaces. You could throw him in a hockey bag, well, you know, put him under the plane.
Yeah, I mean, Adam, you hear stuff all the time, but you don't really feel comfortable writing it.
Sure.
Until certain people tell you definitely this going to happen. But I haven't even heard, like...
Not even a whisper.
Not even a whisper this time. But, hey, that doesn't mean it's not going to happen, though. It definitely could happen.
Ray, appreciate your time. As always, man, thank you, and we'll talk to you next week, and hopefully the Steelers will have a quarterback by then.
All right, guys. See you.
Thanks, Ray.
Sometimes the textures are too funny for the air. It's just stuff you can't read.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.